Our dear Father, we thank you for bringing us together once again at your feet to learn at your word, to learn of your word, and to be blessed by our gathering. We pray, O Lord, even as we hear your word, that you speak to our hearts what you want us to hear, and let it be useful for us and carry us throughout the week. Blessed be your holy name, Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We can sit down majestically in God's presence. First, thank you, the church leadership, for making me do this morning. And I'm praying that we all won't see me, but we'll see Christ speaking to our heart in Jesus' name. So quickly, two scriptures. Matthew 20 is a familiar scripture. The two scriptures are very familiar. And I know we have Bible scholars here who must have trashed that part of the Bible very well. But I just want to do what the Lord has actually put in my mind. It's very, very interesting to prepare for a whole week for only 30-minute message. It says, for the kingdom of heaven, I'm reading LLT, for the kingdom of heaven is like the landowner who went out early one morning to hire workers in his vineyard. Continue. He agreed to pay the normal daily wage and sent them out to work. At 9 o'clock in the morning, he was passing through the marketplace and saw some people standing around doing nothing. So he hired them, telling them he would pay them whatever was right at the end of the day. So they went to work in the vineyard. At noon, and again at 3 o'clock, he did the same thing. At 5 o'clock that afternoon, he was in town again and saw more people standing around. He asked them, why haven't you been working today? They replied, because no one hired us. The landowner told them, then go into the vineyard. Then go out and join others in my vineyard. Let's open also to Matthew 25 from verse 14. Matthew 25 from verse 14. He said, again, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip who called together his servants and entrusted his money to them while he was gone. He gave 5 bags of silver to one, 2 bags of silver to another, and 1 bag of silver to the last, dividing it in proportion of their abilities. He then left for his trip. The servant who received 5 bags of silver began to invest the money and earned 5 more. The servant with 2 bags of silver also went to work and earned 2 more. But the servant who received 1 bag dug the hole in the ground and hid the master's money. After a long time, the master returned from his trip and called them to give account of how they had used the money. The servant to whom he has entrusted 5 bags of silver came forward with 5 more and said, Master, you gave me 5 bags of silver to invest, and I've earned 5 more. The master was full of praise. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful handling this small amount, so now I give you more responsibility. Please, I want us to take note of that verse. It says, for you are faithful in handling small amounts, so now I give you more responsibility. Let's celebrate together. The servant who had received 2 bags of silver came forward and said, Master, you gave me 2 bags of silver to invest, and I've earned two more. The master said, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in handling small amounts, so now I give you many more responsibility. Let's celebrate together. Then the servant with the 1 bag came and said, Master, I knew you were a harsh man, harvesting crop you did not plant, and gathering crop you did not cultivate. I was afraid I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth. Look, here is your money back. But the master replied, you wicked and lazy servant, if you knew I harvested crop I did not plant, and gather crops I did not cultivate, why didn't you deposit the money in the bank? At least I would have gotten some interest on it. Then he ordered, take the money from this servant and give it to the one with the 10 bags of silver. Please let's take note of that verse as well. Then he ordered, take the money from the servant and give it to the one with the 10 bags of silver. To those who use well what they have been given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who do nothing, even with the little that they have, will be taken away from them. Now throw this useless servant into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That last verse is just the interesting verse for me, because God helping me throughout this ministration, we'll find where we all fall as a result of these two scriptures. I could link them together because, you know, they were stewards, they were employed, they were given responsibility, they were saddled with one thing or the other to do, but the result of what they were saddled with was given to them. Our God is a faithful God. There is nothing that he has said in his word that he takes back. It means that if he has decided he is going to bless somebody, the blessing will be blessed. If he has decided that somebody is going to move from one level to the other, that person will move from one level to the other. The entrance of the word of God giveth light. And I'm praying that even as I continue, the entrance of the Lord will give you understanding, and the Lord God will open your heart. The reason why I'm taking these two scriptures is because this is the story of my life. And this is what, over time, has helped me to this particular point that I am. I can't say too much how I've invested myself into the work of God and how the reward has actually kept following me till now, since I was 20 years old. We were saddled with the responsibility to start a fellowship in the University of Badon. And then I think I was in 200 level, a year when I had decided that I was going to start gathering my CGPA together. But we were caught because it was a very, very tedious task to start a fellowship where we have over 40 fellowships in the University of Badon. And nobody was coming for the order came from here. And then I decided, Lord, I don't know, I don't want to take up this job, because I had prayed that I want to enter this school. What I'm coming here for is not to come and occupy myself with responsibilities. But the Holy Spirit told me, I will be with you. So I decided to start the fellowship. That was about 14 years ago. But today, the space that we had is not even containing them anymore. And that was obedience to the instructions that God has given. There is a principle in the Bible, which is the principle of effort and reward. So if you do what the Lord has told you, there will be reward for doing it. The Bible says that, is it Paul or Peter now? Paul plants and Apollo watereth, but the Lord gives the increase. It means that if Paul did not plant, if Apollo does not water, there won't be increase. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given unto you. It means if you don't ask, that's the effort. It shall be given unto you. If you don't ask, there are principles of the word of God. So these two scriptures really, really illustrate how we are employed in God's house to till the vineyard of God. It typically illustrates how God has given us different talents in his vineyard, and quite a number of us fall into different categories that we just read. Some, we have five talents. That's why it's very easy for us to see one person having five talents. The person can drum, the person can sing, the person can go out to minister. Those are talents. Some are given two talents. The Bible says they were given according to their ability, what they can carry. I'm sure the Lord God will not give you what you cannot carry. If you have the capacity to do it, he will give it to you. So once you have accomplished and you have done what the Lord has told you to do, there will be reward. The part of the Bible says more was given to the person. But I've come here to tell you this morning, which the topic of my ministration this morning is the reward for labor. What are your rewards? What are the things we feel we get as a result of we investing ourselves in the work of God? They used to call me church boy before I joined this church. I think I joined this church 15 years ago, before I entered the University of Ibadan. It was when I joined this church that I gained admission into the University of Ibadan. And joining this church was because I felt where I wasn't utilizing, you know, when somebody is giving five talents and you could only use two out of the five. So I wasn't maximizing what I was given. So I decided I was going to join this church. And since I joined, the talent kept increasing, you know, good and faithful servant. I'm not scoring myself. Good and faithful servant, had more to it. And the more that you have been, that is being added, comes with bountiful results. What do you get as a result of investing your time in God's presence? Number one is you live in good health. Do you know that when you are doing faithfully in God's presence, you are the pillar of a particular service. God won't watch you fall sick because he needs you. You have given yourself willingly to the work of God. He won't watch you fall sick. Even if you fall sick, there is a reason for it. Maybe he wants to do something else. You live in vitality. You live in good health. I could ask some of our pastors here. I don't know the last time they have ever been admitted into the hospital. Because they've given themselves. God sees value in what they are doing. They are good and faithful servants. He won't watch you fall sick. So in turn, he had given you an ability. And you are not using it. So what do you think the reward of such person is? You keep visiting the hospital. Is somebody with me this morning? Also, it settles you financially. You know, I used to say, I still posted it during the week, that I don't belong to this economy. It is not my economy. The president is not my president. I don't belong to this kingdom. The kingdom I belong to, there is riches and there is wealth. So even if they increase the price of fuel, they don't increase the price of fuel there. See, the Lord has employed people like us. They have employed people like you. So when he pays you your salary, you can afford what the world is saying. So even if they say 1,000 naira, it is not the salary I get from the world. It is the salary I get from God. The reward I get from God, the Lord will pay me. See, the job that will pay for that fuel will come. Is somebody with me this morning? When you are investing yourself in the presence of God, the Lord will settle you in turn. And that is the reward you get. So even if they say there is a change in government, it doesn't affect you. Because the kingdom that you belong to is not the kingdom of this world. The Bible says it will supply all my needs according to his riches. Not the riches of Nigeria. Is somebody with me? Not the riches of this world. He's blessing me according to what I've invested. See, I've been in this church for quite a while when I don't have a car. We come to church Sunday, we come to church on Tuesday. In fact, the disastrous part of it is this period, some few years back, when we finished Bible study, that we had to walk from here to Dugbe in the rain, struggling for vehicle. But we never complained. We never still complain. We still come for Bible study. I used to tell Pastor, the only thing that will make me not come for Bible study is if I'm not in Ibadan. or I'm engaged. But in one way or the other, I will make sure I'm here, because that is where my blessing is. I was sick one day, and you know, I remembered Baba Diogo's message when somebody said, I was sick, that's why I didn't come to church. Baba Diogo told the person that, do you know that church that you have decided not to go? That is where you receive your healing. So even in the sickness, I'm in God's presence, because that is where the healing comes from. You want breakthrough? Invest yourself in God's work. His rewards never cease. His rewards never cease. As long as he has said it in his word, it will come to fulfillment. Three, it will settle you maritally. It will settle you maritally. And how do I mean maritally? Do you know how I met my wife? I met her at the place of service. I'm somebody that loves not even getting anything in return, but making sure that I give myself totally to a particular cause. And then I found somebody who, in turn, also has that kind of vision, giving herself completely. We find ourselves in the same department. And I felt, this is my kind of person. This is me. She was giving herself, not even minding what kind of reward or what kind of thing she's going to get from it. And I studied that over time. I found out that, excellence, Ray. Could the man of boss or it's not as if I deserve her. Till today, I usually say that she's a reward for what I've gone through. She's a reward for what I've gone through. It will settle you maritally. It will see, he has seen what you have done. He has seen your activity. He has seen your dedication. He has seen your willingness even to work for him, even to release yourself for him. He has seen all that. And then he will make sure that every aspect of your life is in it, and making sure that you don't lack anything good. And so what happens to people that he has given the gifts to, and they have decided to sit down in the congregation? It is not a gift to come and warm the chair. It is not a gift. It is not a gift. Giving in church is a gift. Your ability to give. That is why it is very difficult for, you know, there is a department I really like so much in this church. It's called the welfare department. It will be very difficult for them to just die anyhow, because these people give. These people give. So make up your mind. The day of reward is coming. In fact, the day of reward, we can see it already. Once you start seeing the things that God is doing in your life, the blessings that you are receiving, you are getting the reward of what you have done for God. You are getting the reward for what you have done for God. And so we have people in church who sit down and then say, castigate some departments. No, this is not how they are supposed to do it. This is not how they are supposed to. Why did I join media? It's because I didn't like the state of things in media. I decided I was going to join to make sure that I change the narrative. If you are there, you are not satisfied with what is going on, join that department. Be a part of it. Be a blessing. Just imagine God enthrusting you with the service of a church, you being the backbone, carrying the service, making sure that it is a successful service, making sure that people are blessed, making sure that people receive what God wants to hear. Do you know the kind of reward that comes with it? Oh, do you think what I'm doing here, there is no reward for it? For me, accepting, Lasso, I know what is coming for me. So they will tell you to come and do an announcement. You will run. You are running away from the blessing. Hallelujah. You are running away from the blessing. Bible study. Come for Bible study. It is not because of, mainly because of the prayers. Do you know what, where God will meet you? Do you know the point of need that Lord has actually met over time via coming for Bible study or coming for? It is not easy to come to church on Sunday morning, 7 a.m. It is not easy. When I was single, I live in Orioli. I know how many minutes it takes me to be here before 7. Then we used to have youth church in the teenage auditorium. To be here before 7 o'clock, before anybody comes. And then you hear people giving excuses. This one, that one. But you just laugh. Because you know what you are getting. It's just for them to understand that what you are getting from what you are doing, you can also get it also. You can also get it as well. Releasing yourself for God, and God will reward you. So this is the moment, this is the time where we need to hear this, because the world and the country can be so overwhelming that you will forget the fact that you are a child of God, or you don't belong to a kingdom of the world. The Bible says we are in the world, but we are not of the world. Just a reminder. No? So, I wake up on Sunday morning, max is 5:30. And probably you sleep. I sleep around maybe 12. Sometimes you get a link for message for service by 12 midnight. But we only sleep for 4. I don't know Pastor. Pastor will send message by 4 a.m., I don't know. So if he's getting his reward, I don't blame him. If he's getting successful, that is the work he has put into it. But if you ask yourself, what are you putting into it? You need to go an extra mile. And unto one, he gave 5. And unto another, he gave 2. And one, he gave 1. Because that is the ability he can carry. Even that one that you are giving, quite a number of us sit down, praise the Lord, and then we go back home. And then we expect God's blessing. Unto some, he gave pastors. Unto some, evangelists, teachers. Which category do you fall into? Are you a church goer or a steward of God? There is blessing in this thing. There is blessing in this thing. Even winning souls. The Bible says there is rejoicing in heaven. Why don't we just make heaven always happy with our activity? Why don't we always make, you know, as I'm speaking now, some people are not here. They can listen from wherever they are. Don't you think there is joy in heaven as well? Because they can hear what is being said here this morning. Or even via the second service. What are you doing? What are you doing? Invest your time. Invest your resources into God's work. And the Lord God will bless you in return. We get here. I decided I was going to be leaving the house because I know it's going to take us 20 minutes to get here. So I'd rather leave the house 5 minutes to 7 so that I can get here 10 minutes to 7:30. That's 7:20. To get here 7:20. That's calculation. And that is somebody that was one Sunday that I didn't know. I'd planned that I was going to leave the house early. So that you will know that when you are into God's work, he assists you. I decided I was going to come out very early. Okay, I think I knew a night before. That flat tire, and my extra tire also is down. You know, and I had to wake up 5:30 and then be ready, even if I'm going to change tire, or even if I'm going to look for organizer that morning, maybe around 8 o'clock, it means I'm going to miss service. So I told God, Lord, I want to make service. Do you know I left house 5 a.m., I didn't even know that at our junction, there is an organizer that is always there, 5:30. I don't know me more. It was just as if God planted that person there that morning. And that is the willingness. You want to be there. The Lord God will assist you to be there. You want a promotion at work. And you know that promotion, you are going to use it as a tool to minister to people. And people are going to see you and going to see Christ. And do you think God will now watch you and not give you that promotion? Is somebody with me? I heard of a story of someone whose child was about to die. And, you know, we must have heard about that story before, but it was touching for me. Or maybe the child died.
Yes, the child actually died. But the woman insisted that no, irrespective of the death, she was calling upon God. And then she said, Lord, I am your servant. As in boldly in the hospital. Lord, I have served you. I have served you every time. I'm always in church. I'm always, I don't know the units that she belongs to, maybe in the ushering. I've always given myself to you. Do you know the Lord answered that prayer immediately and the baby came to life. It was a motivation. We should get to a level where we can challenge God and say, Lord, I'm faithful in your vineyard. This cannot happen to me. It can't be my portion. No. Oh, I lost the job. You think I'm not going to go and sit down? No way. Lord, you are the rewarder. Please, make sure that this come for me. And the Lord knows that, you know, when the money comes, it's not as if you will leave church or you will decide not to fellowship with God anymore. But he sees the heart and blesses us according to what we have done. Lord does not bless laziness. He does not bless laziness. If you invest nothing, you will get nothing. If you invest nothing, you will get nothing. So make up your mind this morning, my fellow brethren, that you will invest yourself. You invest your time. You invest your resources in the work of God. Can we bow our hearts this morning? You know, this is a call, or this is a turnaround for quite a number of us. Maybe we are not doing it too well. Oh, brother, I've actually been doing it. I've always been coming to church. I'm a church person, but this reward has not come. The Bible says in due time. Don't leave that place. Continue, be consistent, be fervent. When the reward comes, you too, you will know. Do you think where I am today? The prayer has been said over 10 years ago. The investment has been done over 11 years ago. So God works with our time. So if you are here, you know that you have not been investing your time. You have not even had time for God. You are not even in his service. I want you to just have a turn of heart. That Lord, even if I don't have the gift, make me know the gift so that I can invest it in your presence, so that I can invest it in your vineyard. Give me the ability to release myself. Grant me the grace to release myself completely, completely to your work. I don't want to grudge, and I don't want to grumble. Whenever they say, you know, it's very, very interesting to hear that when they call for evangelism, we are only coming because it's out of compulsion. Ah, want to make our from evangelism? Walk with evangelism. So let us have a change of heart. Lord, grant me the grace to release myself completely. And those of us who have released ourselves completely, let's pray that the heavens will back our rewards up, that our reward will not cease, that in due season we will get the reward of our labor. Thank you, precious Lord, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.